Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day. Program, the preamble to everybody's day is figuring out what's going on. The top stories, not necessarily all of the stories, but the top stories. Sometimes there is a bit of editing going on among all of us as we work our way through some of the news and the things that come from the news stories that we think are worthy of comment. And your input certainly is encouraged and welcome at 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny's monitoring that. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer has her brain in gear. The story that's most troubling today to me, it has been repeated way too many times in recent history. Maybe it's been something that's happened over and over over the years, if you will. But because we have the ability to focus in on what the story really is all about, maybe it makes it that much more exasperating. The story of the exoneration of Kwame Ajumu and three others. The story of three men who spent 40 years in jail for a crime they did not commit. How would you feel, story at DougStephan.com, as I suggested, these three men who were in jail for 40 years, they were convicted murderers yesterday, today they are not. The judge dismisses charges. County prosecutor conveyed a message through an assistant that all of these men, let's see, again, I'm trying to pronounce them correctly, Kwame Ajumu, his brother Willie Bridgman, their friend Ricky Jackson, were the quote-unquote victims of a terrible injustice, convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a businessman outside of a store in 1975. The case against them unraveled last year when the prosecution's star witness recanted his testimony. The witness was 12 years old, and they hung these three guys out to dry on the word of a 12-year-old who said that the three men were the ones he saw killing this fellow. Anyway, he brought an affidavit, apparently, the Cleveland. What an awful thing. And this is why, you know, all the people who say, oh, the police this and the police that, and I feel under pressure sometimes to say, you know, they're most of them doing a good job, but they're not all good. Some of them are rotten criminals. These men who prosecuted the case should have to spend the next 40 years of their life in jail. They took it away from these three guys who are innocent. And there was there's nothing else that these guys were doing. It wasn't like the kid Brown running out of a store having just robbed it. So, anyway, they were all sent to death row. Death sentences were commuted to life terms.
So what happens? What happens now?
To these guys, I don't know. What happens? Do they sue the city of Chicago, of Cleveland, and get a big settlement for having been?
Yeah,
that's what I'd do if I were them. But how do you get, I mean, think about the last 40 years. You don't even have 40 years in your life yet. Richie's got 50. Think about the last 40 years. Kenny, think about the last 40 years of your life. I just was thinking that was the exercise I was doing. The last 40 years of my life were not, if they were not yours, your life begins today at whatever your age. Wipe out the last 40 years of it. Especially if you didn't do it. You know, there are a lot of people who say, oh, all these blacks, they belong to, they belong in jail because they commit all the crimes. You know, a lot of black men do, and women, but to much lesser extent. A lot of black men are committing crimes. No question about it. A lot of white men are committing crimes. But most of the time, when you look at the people who are sent to jail by the likes of the Cleveland police and what they did 40 years ago, most of them are black. The people have their sentences commuted because they were railroaded. Most of them are black. Well, you do what you want with that information, but most of them are black. And that's where the animosity comes in. You see these white policemen who conjure up or cook up a scheme to get the crime off the books. And at this point, I don't see anything here, Kenny, in the story that suggests they even know who did the actual killing.
No.
Did they?
No, it seems like they just wanted it solved.
Yeah, finish it, get it off the books. So let's get whoever we can get. And that is this more than disgusting. Those people who are responsible for that should go to jail for 40 years. Who thinks that's wrong? They took 40 years away from these three innocent men who had no other.
That. It's not right.
No. It's just not right.
Yeah, but you got to. It's not that. Pardon the term, black and white. There were bad cops who planted evidence.
Yeah.
There were bad prosecutors who twisted the facts. There were, you know, in these cases. So now you have to find out who was the dirty suspect. Right. Who was the perpetrator of...
Right, that's the point. But nobody knows that. It's not in the story anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And you would have to... That's a whole new investigation.
Yeah. Awful.
Or maybe they were set up by somebody totally uninvolved with the prosecution.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's a sad reality. All right, I don't want to get stuck on that. Dr. Ken, in a couple of minutes, has the latest report on the medical news of the week. So we'll catch up on that in just a minute here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and guess what? Bribery is a really good thing. It's a magnificent trait. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most effective traits that are out there. How do I know this? Because you and I use it as parents. You know it. You know that when you want to motivate your child, you tell them, hey, if you do this, if you do that, you'll get this. Now, one person might say that's a reward. All right, fine, it might be. But when we do that, we normally don't think of it as a reward. We think of it as bribery, and so does the kid. Now, ask yourself this question. When you want something, how often do you bribe yourself? There's no reason why you cannot bribe yourself. There's no reason why you cannot offer yourself, dangle that carrot, give yourself something that when you take incremental steps for success, you get it. Make a list of all the things that you want. Begin to bribe yourself, because that way you bribe yourself to success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This holiday, make party planning a breeze with indulgent desserts, like 35-count imported French macaroons, just 43 cents a treat. And new appetizers like creamy spinach and kale twists for less than $1.49 per serving. Plus, find savings on baking essentials like Betty Crocker sugar cookie mix. Make 15 dozen cookies for just $6.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Taxes not included. See club for details.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I, Dr. Ken, is indisposed, as it turns out. One of the things he was going to talk about was the report on sleep apnea. How many of you know how you sleep in terms of when you wake up in the morning, you feel really rested? Kenny, do you feel you sleep in the day more than you do at night? How do you feel when you wake up?
Usually pretty good. I have sleep apnea, but I have one of those machines.
You do? Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you don't have trouble sleeping, do you? You just don't get enough sleep.
I just don't get enough sleep, yeah. Right. But, you know, my dad just got diagnosed with sleep apnea when he was going through some heart troubles, and it's amazing what other things can come if you do have this. And so many people do. I didn't realize it.
Well, one of the problems here, Richie, I don't think you have trouble sleeping, do you?
I sleep hard for 3 to 4 hours, and then I'm kind of awake for another
restless.
Couple.
Yeah. Are you really? Well, the troubling report from the journal Neurology this week is that sleep apnea patients may be at risk for dementia. And that leads, you know, the Alzheimer's, the whole thing. Last week we talked about sugar. And so I'm thinking, my God, is there anything we can do to protect ourselves from losing our minds, basically?
Bubbles and broccoli. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, there are any number of ways in which you literally can lose your mind. Sleep apnea?
I've been on this train lately where I am getting all of the healthy oils and fats in my body that I can. I'm eating avocados. I'm eating salmon.
Yep.
I'm taking coconut pills. I'm taking fish oil pills. I'm cooking with olive oil. I'm cooking with coconut oil. And that is my way to protect the fats that create my brain.
I'm trying to figure out how to get away from sugar.
And
it is the ultimate
damnable thing. Because I love it. It's in everything. I mean, love cookies.
Well, candy. You can say, okay, I'm not going to have any cookies. I'm not going to have any candy bars.
But if you want to have bread or pasta or,
That's it. Yeah, it all turns, the carbohydrates all turn to sugar.
Difficult.
And it is. It's very, very hard to do it. I had in mind that I would try to shake 10, 12, 14 pounds, even though I don't look like I'm overweight, because I carry it well. I am heavier than I ought to be. And what I have that's heavier comes about as a result of me loving and craving sugar.
Yeah. You're an ice cream guy, aren't you?
I love ice cream.
I mean, it's hidden in so many places.
So much stuff.
That you don't even realize it. You may be eating granola.
Yeah.
Well, the granola is flavored.
Yeah.
Well, guess what it's flavored with?
Yeah.
Right. Tons of sugar.
Yeah, it is. All right, the other thing that is on Ken's list of things, the flu shots, there's a survey out that suggests that half of us, half of you, think the flu shot can make you sick, and you're right. More of you ought not to waste your time and listen to all this baloney about taking flu shots. Did we have Ron Hoffman and Jack Stockwell this week have talked about the amazing unbenefits of getting a flu shot. As a matter of fact, Kenny, didn't we have any number, dozens of comments yesterday at facebook.com/today and Twitter, good day, people took their flu shots and they got sick?
Yeah, and the ones who didn't, I remember one comment from someone who said everyone else in the house got a flu shot and now they're all sick.
Right,
and he didn't get a flu shot and he feels
he's
great.
Not sick. Right, exactly. All right, so a word to the wise anyway. Dr. Joy Brown in the next half hour of the Good Day program. If you're one of those people who's always trying to change people, perhaps a word to the wise may be sufficient. We'll delve into that again next half hour here on Good Day, 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sing it in the morning.
Wow.
Sing a song of Christmas cheer. Sing it through the night. Sing a song of Christmas cheer. Sing it on the mountain. Sing a song of Christmas cheer. Sing it all your might. I'm going home.
Of the top 10 songs of the day from the soundsofchristmas.com, which is my preferred site for listening to the sounds of the season. Every day this list changes because you go to the Sounds of Christmas website, you listen, you put in your preferences, you can do thumbs up, thumbs down, but that's why the list changes dramatically every day, because it's representing or reflecting who's going in to the site and what they're listening to.
This is a crazy variety of artists.
It's really great. Yeah. Bobby Sherman, who was a big pop star in the 70s, Going Home, Sing a Song of Christmas Cheer, number 10 from 1970. Number 9 belongs to Paul Young. What Christmas means to me, Paul Young.
I like it.
Had 2 hits, if I remember right. Kenny, am I on the right page?
He had Oh Girl and what was the other
one? Wasn't it Every Time You Go
Away? Yeah.
That's it, right. 1992. Number 8 belongs to Cimarelli.
Brand
new this year, Kenny. Tell us a quick story about Cimarelli.
It's a group of 5 sisters who started singing on YouTube and became very popular and attracted a record label.
Really? Good for them. So this is their first foray into the sounds of Christmas at number 8 this week. I'm sorry, I keep saying this week, but it's today because it changes every day. Styx with a number 7 song.
Yes. Every Christmas time it falls to my feet.
Easier to stomach than Queen doing a Christmas tune from the other day.
I sent a letter up to old Chris
Kringle. And Ken, the other day we had Jennifer Young from Styx.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to the number 6 position, Smokey Robinson.
But Dad, Smokey.
1970. Miracles, and I can tell when Christmas is near. But people are interested in it, and that's why it's made it to number 6 on today's Sound of Christmas list. Number 5 belongs to Matthew Morrison, new last year.
Weather outside.
satisfied.
Who's this guy, Ken?
He's Mr. Shu on Glee.
Glee Man.
Really?
No
place to go. Let it snow. Don't let it snow. Don't let it snow. Number four, Joe Perry.
From Aerosmith.
Brand new this year. Santa Claus back in town. Rock, rock, rock. Gonna love the next one. Number three today belongs to Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Brand new this year. This is Mr. Grinch for Darius Rucker.
He's got a great voice. That's a lot of being good.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one. I'm Mr. Grinch.
Cool.
You really are a hero. You're as cuddly.
Number two tune.
You're charming.
Today on the Sounds of Christmas website is a song from the Eagles.
You're
number one Christmas song. They were one hit wonders the other day, weren't they? Were they?
Yes, they were.
Eagles. He's come home for Christmas from 1978. All right, so we go back to the traditional tunes. You'll love number one today.
Christmas corn.
Martin. I'll be home for Christmas from 1966.
Probably had a drink in his hand right here as he was
saying. He needs one for sure. Martini, dry.
Have snow
and some mistletoe. So I kiss you, Richie, under the mistletoe.
Thanks for that.
Really?
All right, good day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meat, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Study,
a little disheveling,
suggesting 18% of us do not ever think we will ever get out of debt. 18% of you say, never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years will you be able to dig out of the hole that you're creating for yourself. 43% of those who have debt expect to remain in debt at least till they're 61.
How do you pick that number?
What, 43%?
Well, yeah, why 61?
Or 61? Well, because that's the age that some people consider retirement age. Maybe not for you, not for me.
No.
For anybody.
Not for anybody. Unless you work for the government. I mean, I'm not being facetious. Most people, if you work for the government, you can be retired at 61, 62.
Right.
Nobody else can. Not anymore. So, looking at these stats, they get a bit more depressing the older you get.
Fab.
Of those who are...
Good day.
Something to look forward to.
Ask your father. Your father's what, 2 years younger than me? How old is your father? Younger?
My dad is 63.
Oh,
so he's several years younger than you.
5 years. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, no, you weren't.
Dougie, you could be my dad.
I could be. Isn't that sweet?
I'm going to call you Daddy Dougie.
Yeah. You get the winning...
Dougie, you could be my dad.
I could be your dad. I could be Kenny's dad. Dad, I could have started early. Anyway, the survey includes mortgage debt as well as credit card debt. Median mortgage debt is, that is, you know, you're half of the country below you, the other half is ahead of you. 82%.
A lot of people will tell you you should die with a mortgage.
Should or shouldn't?
Should.
Die with a mortgage.
Yeah.
Because?
You could be making money with that money.
Yeah.
So if you're in a good 401k type plan, or you have a good investment plan, and you're making 6-7%, and you're paying 3-4%, you're making money.
Yeah.
So why take that money and pay off your mortgage? Why not use that money to make money with?
You'll pardon me if I don't agree with you and I want to pay my mortgages off. You don't mind that, do you?
No. That, okay. Man, that's cool. A lot of people
have a big celebration next
summer. They're retired and living a great life.
Burn the mortgage. Burn it! Okay. So that's the story on those of you who are in debt, and the way to get out of it is to not worry about it. Have a good job. Have a good life. And don't let the... You know, I mean, what's when you die, who you're not going to be worried about it anyway, right? But it would be nice to live well whilst you are alive.
Think about that, though.
What's that?
How much debt is written off by companies, by people who die in debt?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody there to speak
to this one, because I have an interesting family situation where my aunt thought it might be a good idea to run up some of my grandmother's bills when she was, you know, on her way out of town.
Really?
And they still tried to collect for a long time, and they tried to collect all the way. They tried to collect from her family.
Huh.
My mom would get calls, like her ex-husband would get calls, like all kinds of stuff.
And
so the outcome was,
they had to write it off eventually, but it took them about 3 or 4 years before they did.
Really?
They tried.
The fact that Google is the number one best place to work in the country, how could that be? Well, they have free food, a lot of perks. Officially, Google is the top company according to Glassdoor, which is a career site. Annual list of the best places to work. Google is on top. CEO of Glassdoor says that non-technology companies have been climbing the rankings in the past 12 months. So you want to know, Rich, you got the big voiced announcer? Let's have the top 10 businesses, the best places to work. Most of the names that we were familiar with from years past are gonzo.
Number 10.
Like Southwest. The number 10 item, or the number 10 place, is taken by the Mayo Clinic. Number 10. This is the...
Hold the Mayo.
Best...
Number 9.
Good God. McKinsey and Company. I don't even know who they are. Yeah. Anybody know who McKinsey?
No clue.
All right, keep going.
Number 8.
In-N-Out Burger.
I've heard
really?
That.
Really? Yeah.
And here's why. They don't pay minimum wage, and they give you health insurance, and I think they give you ownership.
Yeah. They give you a little, they give you profit sharing.
Yeah.
What they do, yeah.
Number 7.
H-E-B. Don't know who they are either.
Number 6.
This is the first time an oil company has been in this list. Chevron. I thought Chevron belonged to the Venezuelans.
I'm going to start practicing. Do you want fries with that?
Number 5.
The Boston Consulting Group, which is a network of, and now it's become a big network of financial planners.
Number 4.
F5 Networks.
No clue. Number 3.
Nestle Company.
Really?
First time they've been on the list, yeah.
Number 2.
Bain and Company, they're the investors.
Oh, that's, what's his face's old company?
That was
Romney, right?
Romney worked for him, right? They own.
Number 1.
iHeart. Google, number 1 on the list.
Huh.
All right, best place to work. How many people here work? Where? How big is their employer?
I think Stephen Multimedia was his number 11, right?
That was it. Number 11 is Stephen Multimedia.
Bubble
Kenny, how many employees does Google have? 4,000 or 5,000? Or it must be bigger than that, right? 40,000, 50,000?
Lots.
They have lots of employees.
Technically, I think it's lots.
All right.
That would be Costco and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Be on that companies list. Like that, or bigger companies that would be on that list.
J.K. Rowling is in the news today. You want to know why?
Because she's a zillionaire.
Well, she could be the best place to work, except she works by herself, doesn't have to share the money with anybody but her agent. The good news for her, well, maybe this is better for Harry Potter fans. Can't get enough of the wizards. More Potter from J.K. Rowling, releasing 12 Harry Potter short stories starting this Friday in celebration of the 12 days of Christmas my true love gave to me. 12 Days of Harry Potter. Rowling made the announcement on the fan site Pottermore, according to a Facebook event for the release. All you have to do is access them by answering their riddles. How do those work, Kenny?
I'm not in on this.
I'm not in that.
Really? You don't care about Harry Potter? I'm surprised you're
not even a little, no. But
my daughter would be on that.
They, from what I read about this story, that she's going to come up with trivia based on the Harry Potter stories.
And for the story, and the short stories, you mean?
Well, trivia based on the books.
Ah.
And fans will know the real fans, she know says, real fans will know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Pottermore Christmas.
That's a cool website she's got.
You like it?
Yeah.
She's very smart. And I laud her. I think she's somebody that...
she hasn't sold
proud of herself
this yet, like Star Wars. Like, you know, like,
no, she hasn't sold
Star Wars. She hasn't sold this. She's
somebody still banging on her door for that, though.
Oh, Disney alone.
Probably has already been there.
It's Universal property.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean?
I mean Universal, NBC Universal.
They're in the movies.
Right, and they have it in their theme parks, yeah.
Oh. They do?
Yeah, I remember they opened up Harry Potter World at Universal Florida, and now they're doing the same thing in L.A. They actually closed the Gibson Amphitheater, which made me sad to open up a Harry Potter thing.
Yeah. Didn't I see something, Kenny, about there being a theme park, all of the...
What the heck did I see?
The theme parks are all around, the Disney all around the world parks, or the parks all around the world, are all going to have Star Wars rides and elements to them by the time the movie opens up next year.
Yeah.
Saw that,
Yeah, they have big, big Star Wars plans.
Yeah. Well, listen, they know how to make money.
Yes, they do.
But they aren't even, they've never been in the list of companies that people really like working for.
Well, no, they are.
What? They are what?
I have good friends that work for Disney.
Yeah.
And once you get those jobs, you do not give them up.
They work you really hard.
For life.
Well, and Disney works you. It's notorious for working you really hard. A lot of single people will go to work there because they don't have to come home to somebody at night.
Yeah.
But you get passes to the theme park. You get a lot of perks and benefits.
But it's just, it's a community. Yeah. And they love it there.
Yeah. I think that's probably, I think that's a better way of putting it than anything, Richie. I think it's a lifestyle. It's a theme of life. It's kind of like being a farmer. You get into it and you don't get out of it because it wraps you up, becomes your life. And that's what they love. And that's how they sort of maintain it. I think they're so rigid. They're very, very, very tough on the people. But, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to working there. 17 before the hour, Dr. Joy Brown discusses an issue of life with us in a moment here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look in engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Estee Lauder skin color glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protection, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof hair products, 3 Daisy green perfume, 2 face cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Always like having Dr. Joy Brown with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, who is a force unto herself, as opposed to into herself. She does a daily radio program, noon to 3 East Coast time, which you can access by going to drjoy.com. Find out, find a lot of people are listening online, or they go to the TuneIn radio site or whatever, or you can find her on a radio station. All those things are accessible by going to drjoy.com, and you can leave a question which she will answer. Like my question today, I could leave at 855-99-DR-JOY, and you'd answer it on the air, right?
That is true. Or you can tell me now.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you now because you're on the air here with us.
I'm so excited.
You're so lucky.
Changing people. What is there about people who want to change other people? You marry somebody, supposedly you love that person for whom ever they may be, and then 9 times out of 10, this has happened to me certainly, the people you get involved in, they want to change you. I remember even working, I can use the same thing in work.
It's women. Women want to change men.
No, men want to change women too.
Children.
Men are dumb. They just leave.
All right, here's the deal. Okay. Men marry women thinking they'll never change, and women marry men thinking they'll change them. We're both in terrible trouble because men really sort of, if you talk to any man about what why he's angry with his wife. Well, when we were dating, she had long hair, or she kept herself in great shape, or she was always willing to have sex. And when you talk with women about what they want from the men is, well, he just has no ambition. Well, did he have any ambition when you were dating? No, but so the idea is that changing somebody else is nearly impossible. So what you have to do is change yourself, which means you either change your perception, you change your behavior, because if you change your behavior and you're in a relationship, by definition, they're going to change theirs a bit. Now, it may not be in the direction or as much as you want, but changing somebody else, waste of time, effort, energy, and as you point out, it's also insulting.
Well,
then it's perfect.
We need to accept or move on.
I think there's one other alternative, which is the most viable, which is to compromise, to negotiate. Yep. I'll do this if you'll do that. I mean, if you're saying, look, love it or leave it, my way or the highway, then you've got a very limited, there's two options and that's it, Doug.
Yes.
But if you're willing to sort of say, look, this is what I want. What if you're not here for dinner? What if we agreed that 2 nights a week you'd be here for dinner, and I'll make your mother's pot roast?
Huh?
Or if you'll watch the kids for 3 hours on Saturday, then we'll have wild passionate sex on Wednesday morning. I mean, so there's negotiation is not only, it's the most viable, and it's how we grow. If we look back to the original statement that men marry women thinking they'll never change, and women marry men thinking they'll change them, that offsets. It gives both of you a little bit of leeway to stay in a relationship, understanding that people do change, that we don't change necessarily in directions that the other person loves or accepts. But negotiation is absolutely possible.
Does this work in professional relationships as well as friendships as well as?
Yeah.
Right. The big picture, though, is what you got to focus on. The long term.
It's not even that. At some point, everybody's got to decide, do I stay or do I go?
Right. Is it worth it?
Yeah. And I think from that statement, everything else comes. Because if the deal is in any particular argument, one or the other of you saying, well, you know, I can't take this anymore, then you're, again, limiting your options hugely, mm-hmm. as opposed to saying, look, I'm here, I love you, I want to be in this relationship, let's figure out how to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Let's get together, what do you say? Can have a swinging time.
Can we change that, Dr. Joy?
Yeah. Joy Brown.
No, we can just mute him.
Go to drjoy.com or call and leave her a question. She can answer on the air today at noon Eastern Time, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I want to know how to wash that man right out of my head. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There's more of gravy than of grave about you.
More of gravy than of grave? What a terrible pun. Where do you get those jokes?
We've come to you, the bears, Ebenezer.
This is a very busy time for us, Mr. Cratchit. People preparing feasts, giving parties, spending the mortgage money on frivolities.
One might say that December is the foreclosure season.
Harvest time for the moneylenders.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir.
Hey, wait a second. You're not Charles Dickens.
I am too.
No, a blue furry Charles Dickens who hangs out with a rat.
It feels like Christmas by the Muppets.
Like.
From the Muppets Christmas Carol, big Christmas movie of 1992. Man, is this that old?
Owned by Disney.
Yeah. So, would they be well suited to come up with a new Christmas movie? The Muppets, they come up with almost anything around the Muppets, right?
Why not? They're back in style again with the last two movies.
The Muppets will be around forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all
Maybe
for
What's
that.
His Face can help him do it. What's
his face?
You know, the guy that did the last two Muppet movies that really loved him. That he's on How I Met Your Mother. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Neil Patrick.
No.
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 Jason Segel.
Thank you.
He decided he loved the Muppets and wanted to do a movie and basically brought the last two Muppet movies in.
He's one of the Doug Stephan turkeys. 55 minutes after the hour, 5 before the new hour, no Chucker today. We have some interesting news from Sony. I think you'll be intrigued by movie news up next here on Good Day.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone Slash Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Thin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Think big. Sony is planning a crossover movie between Men in Black and Jump 21 Jump Street. Man, I'm trying to imagine this.
I know.
Story in the Wall Street Journal today suggests that there have been a number of emails floating back and forth, documents that suggest that at least somebody having a dream about putting Men in Black and 21 Jump Street together. Not with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, but apparently Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum will be involved in this. How do you put this together? I'm trying to.
I guess aliens come to Jump Street, right? And they're like on a college campus, and they
get inducted into the Men in Black agency, and they take over.
Really?
Could be.
Wow.
The only thing I can think of.
It was kind of a weird deal. How many people would be excited about that?
Well, I bet a lot of people.
I bet a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is clever.
Just because it's weird,
move on their part.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot of weird stuff.
Only they could bring the Muppets into it. Then we'd have a hit on our hands.
The Muppets, Men in Black.
Get me Kermit.
21. That's a little too silly. I actually was thinking about this. We went to the IMAX theater to see Interstellar last weekend, and I was taken back by they sell reserve seats there, like they do in a lot of the theaters, the good theaters around the country. Now you buy a seat. What's happening now is that people are buying three seats.
Why?
Because they want to have nobody sitting next to them.
I actually will tell you that I would pay for that, because there are some people that are so annoying that talk through the whole thing.
Yeah. I wonder, this is...
I'd buy 10.
Would you really?
Take the whole row.
But is it unethical?
No, I want the three seats in front of me, the three seats behind me, and the two seats to the right or left.
There are a lot of people, celebrities do this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Three and two and ten.
But if there's a standing room only for a particular movie and there's all these empty seats, is that ethical? Is it okay?
Well, money is money. I think it's okay.
If they buy the ticket, like, you can't buy that. I've tried to buy empty seats or leave a seat empty on an airplane. I want to buy two seats. No, you can't do that. Why? I want to pay for two seats. No. You have to fill this plane. I'm buying the seat. Nope, can't do that.
Yeah, that's weird. If you buy the seat, you should get it.
Exactly.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.